Welcome to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I'm your host, Blakely Ramsey, and the goal of this podcast is to discuss all things personal development, wellness, and the art of editing your life in an elevated way. From mastering morning routines to mastering your mindset, we're going to sift through the noise and empower you to take elevated action. Make sure you catch the show notes for all the details. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome back to the Elevated Edit Podcast. Today is officially the launch of the Elevated Edit Co. I cannot believe we finally made it. I was a little worried there for a second. We weren't going to make it to the finish line, but we're here. And I'm so excited to bring you along for the ride. So today's just going to be a quick, how did this get started? What is the meaning behind all of this? What exactly is the Elevated Edit Co? And then I will take y'all along for the ride for the next couple of months just to kind of show you what it looks like to launch a company when you don't really know how to launch a company. So it should be pretty entertaining to say the least, because let me tell you one thing, I do not have this all figured out. And we are just winging it, but we are winging it with systems and habits. So that helps a lot. But okay, so rewind. I started the podcast and then I did the Your Magnetic Brand course that came out in October of 2024. And the course did really well and I loved it, but something about it, I was like, okay, I love branding, I love marketing, but I'm not 100% sure that I want to teach or coach on marketing and branding. I don't know, just something wasn't there. And so we went to Europe, and while I was there, you know, I had my epiphany and I was like, I need a job that I can do from anywhere. And so when I came home, I was like, okay, I've got to get really serious about what it is that I'm wanting to do next. Like, do I want to start a company? Do I want to, you know, join someone else's team? Like, what exactly do I want to do? I knew I wanted to be in the coaching space and I knew I wanted to do some kind of personal development, something, but I wasn't 100% sure what it was. So for the month of December, I pretty much just brainstormed and journaled and tried to figure things out. I had a couple pieces separately, but nothing was pieced together and final. And I was just kind of like walking slowly through things. Like, I was like, I don't want to rush this because I think this is going to be something really great, but I don't know 100% sure what it is yet. And so originally, this was like the beginning of January. I was like, okay, I am going to be a clarity coach and I am going to help women who are like me, multi-passionate and big dreamers, and that have like a lot of things that they are really interested in, but can't quite figure out how to piece it all together. I want to help coach these women. And so I decided to test a clarity coach idea out while I was at the summit in Georgia. And at the time, the company was going to be called That Clarity Co., which was cute, but I don't know, it just didn't feel like me. And so I went to Georgia and I tested that out. Like, when people are like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm a clarity coach. And you could tell, like, they were like excited because my energy was excited, but they were like, what is that? Like, they didn't ask, but you could just kind of see like a questioning look on their face. And I was like, okay, this isn't hitting with people. Like, people don't know 100% what this is. And if people in person don't know what it is, and people on social media, like people who are reading copy, they're definitely not going to know what it is. And so I realized that I needed to get like, I needed to be able to present a message to the world that like automatically made sense on a very simple level. When you are like taking marketing and branding classes, they always tell you to speak to people like they are on a third grade level, because our, you know, when you're looking at something on social media, you have a very short amount of time to get someone's attention. I mean, think about it. When you're scrolling, you know, you're not going in depth into things and you don't want to think, you're just scrolling quickly. And so I was like, okay, if I am losing people's attention in person, then I'm going to have to do something to revise this. And so I actually booked a call with one of the girls at the summit that I met the following week. And we basically turned it into a brainstorming session for the both of us because she was doing a pivot in her business as well. And we actually gave each other clarity, which was really cool. But I was just kind of like brain dumping everything on her. And I was like, okay, so like clarity coach isn't really hitting, but you know, I'm really interested in this and I'm interested in this. And she was like, okay, like kind of tell me, you know, like where your skills are at. And I was like, well, I wouldn't exactly say I'm super skilled at anything. I said, except for Trello, like Trello and Zapier. And she was like, hold on, like you enjoy all that stuff? And I was like, yes, girl, like a system. Ooh, I love it. She was like, perfect. She said, like, most people don't love systems and habits. And so if you can infuse that kind of energy when you are helping people with their systems and habits, like you might actually really be onto something. And I was like, okay. And so once I decided on that, I changed the name to The Aligned Agency. That was what it was going to be. And something about that still just didn't sit right. Like, I was like, I don't know. This just doesn't, that's, I don't know. And so I spent the next like week or so brainstorming and just journaling and trying to figure things out and practicing different names. And then finally, hello, Blakely. I was like, oh, why don't I call it The Elevated Edit Co.? Huh? How simple. And so that is where the name came from. And I'm not joking. Like once I figured out the name, like everything clicked into place. And that was literally like right at a month ago when I finalized my thoughts and put my formal like business plan together and like my product suite together and figured out exactly what I wanted to do. And then I was like, okay, it's time to execute. And I probably should have given myself like a 3-month timeline for all this, but you know how I operate. So I gave myself a 1-month timeline. And when I tell y'all that I have been like hunkered down in my home office, working on the website, the products, the back end, everything for the last month, it's been wild. I've been working on ads that are already launched and I'm so proud of them and they're so beautiful. And then of course, you know, I've got a very like soft and gentle launch that I'm going to be releasing on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn this week. But it's just been a nuts ride the last month, seriously, just all of the back end stuff, all of the little things that I didn't expect, all the issues that I ran into. It was definitely like one hurdle after the other, but like sitting here today, I'm recording this on Sunday. So the day before the launch, I'm like, whoa, I can't believe I got all that done. And it's kind of surreal. I think it's going to feel a lot different, obviously, like next weekend when, you know, it's been launched for a week. But as of right now, this moment, it's just kind of like, whoa, I really wasn't sure we were going to get all of this work done. But it has all come together. It is so wonderful. The company, the website looks great. The back end is very systemized and clear. And all of the products I am super proud of. And yeah, it's just been really exciting. So the big vision for this company, I'll just be transparent with y'all for just a second, and then I will tell you a little bit about the products, and then that's probably going to be it for today's episode because your girl's a little tired. Like, I feel like I've been sprinting the last couple of weeks, and now I'm like, okay, we gotta shift it into a different gear. So the big vision is to eventually have other coaches on the team with me. I would love to have an operations manager. And then outside of that, I am going to, so my grand vision right now is one operations manager and at least two other coaches. I am not planning anything because I want to be flexible enough to pivot if an opportunity presents itself. So if, you know, someone who is incredible at marketing, like approaches me and is like, hey, I would really like love to work with you one day. Like, I want to be open to it. I want to be open to whatever it is that comes. So obviously I want to reach nationwide with the coaching program. I mean, I am definitely thinking big vision with this, which has been a little difficult because for the last 6 years, I have positioned myself as a local brand authority, and I have, for lack of a better word, catered to a very niche community and a very local market and a local mindset. And so shifting from that to, okay, my market is now nationwide has been a bit of a mindset shift for sure. And also like a technical skills shift, because even like my language and my wording, you know, with my ads coach, I would send her ads and some of her feedback was, I don't exactly know what that language is, basically like my Southern slang. And so I've had to really reword some things and think about messaging, not just coming from South Arkansas, if that makes any sense. It's been an adjustment, for sure. It has also been an adjustment to create something that doesn't exist in the context that I want it to exist in. So, of course, there are a lot of systems and habits coaches out there, but I am wanting the Elevated Edit Co to be an entire experience. I don't want it to just be a coaching program. I want it to be a flagship brand, and then it have the opportunity to expand in whatever way possible. So I am envisioning physical products. I actually already have a physical product in the works. I am writing a book. I am wanting the podcast to grow. I am about to start going really intense on YouTube. So that is, I mean, like, I'm really thinking really big with this. And yeah, I'm really excited. It's definitely been challenging for sure, but I have been trying to remember that the quality of my work and the quality of my business extends from the quality of how I am and like who I become. And so I've just really been trying to monitor what I listen to, what I read, just have like a really high level input so that my output is very high level. And this weekend, actually, I have done a lot of not work on the business, like on the website. I've actually, we finalized that on Friday. So it is done. Because I didn't want to have to look at stuff this weekend. I didn't want to be thinking about it. I wanted to be able to just kind of like get in the right mindset. And so I really had to sit down because, like I said, the last month I've been in launch mode. So wake up in the morning and then literally like the first 4 hours of the day have been website, have been like back end, have been creating the coaching programs. And so I'm having to shift out of that mindset into now like show up as a coach, like show up with very like stable, calm energy versus kind of like not spastic, but like very like focused, like speed, like focus speed has been my last month. And now I'm kind of having to shift out of that and shift gears, because if I stay in focus speed, I won't be able to show up and be really clear and listen. Yeah. And then something else that I've also been working on in the background that has also been kind of interesting is I've already taken a few clients on for the big coaching program. And so they are actually going to start next week. And I mean, they'll start with everyone else, but they were kind of the first ones that I brought on. And so, yeah, it's just been really interesting. It's been really exciting to put all of this together. I want it to be something that is like a movement. I don't want it to just be a company. I want it to have like I want it to be like the face of a movement. And yeah, I'm really excited. I have put a lot of passion and energy into this, a lot of excitement. I have gotten a lot of feedback from other people. I have sent the website to other business owners. I have sent all of my copy to other business owners. I have let them rip everything apart, rip it in half, shred it into and put it back together. And then I've done that like 10 times. And so the result is incredible, but I just like want to disclaim, like put a disclaimer on it that it is not just me. There have been a lot of different hands on this. A lot of different people have looked at it and given feedback. And it's just, I don't know. It's like everything, when everything needed to click together, it did. Definitely been some challenges for sure. I have been pushed to do things in the last month that I certainly did not think was possible. The level of my output, I thought I was highly motivated before, and I thought I was like a pretty productive person before. But let me tell you, after this last month, the amount of things that I can get done in an hour and not feel rushed or panicked about them is wild. Like, I've even impressed myself a little bit. So, yeah, it's been one of the best personal development journeys that I have ever gone on. So, yeah, all good things. Okay, let's talk about the products really quick. And then I want you to go click the link in the show notes and go check the website out and tell me what you think about it. Because, like I said, I'm really proud of it. I think it's really pretty. I love my brand colors. I love all the products. I am just so excited, so excited, so excited. Okay, so I have a couple of different products to choose from, and then a couple of products that are coming soon. So there is a Master Your Time mini book. And if you're struggling with like feeling like you never have enough time or feeling like you're always busy, but at the end of the day, you look back and you're like, wait, I didn't actually get anything done, but I'm exhausted. This mini book is going to be your BFF. It's free. It's short, it's powerful, and it will completely shift how you manage your time and energy. And along with the website link, I have also put a link straight to download the free Master Your Mini Time book. If you want to skip the website and just go straight there, you can. Or there is a link to download the mini book on the homepage. So whichever direction you feel the most comfortable. I have poured my love and energy into the Elite Clarity workbook. So the workbook I started working on right after I started the podcast. The workbook, So at first the workbook was going to like be the business. Like the business was going to be about the workbook, and like obviously it's grown to the point now where like it is, it's like a product within the business, but it is so good. It works you through all of the journeys of like awareness and like leverage and like understanding. Like it's the questions that are in there are just so insanely good, and it feels good. Like sometimes I feel like I used to like work through a workbook and it would make me feel bad about myself, and so I'd be like, okay, I don't want to do this, like I don't, this doesn't feel good, I don't like this. It's so encouraging. Like I went through as a customer after I created it, and because I wanted to make sure that it was super encouraging, and like it just kind of like made you want to keep going even when it was hard. And, oh, it's so good. And so I finished the workbook, and Danielle, the girl that designed the workbook, she was like, Blakely, this is really good. And I was like, I know. And so I reached out to her and I was like, what if we put some private podcasts in there? And she was like, how many are you thinking? I'm like, 15 podcast episodes. And she was like, okay, sure. And so I sat down and recorded 15 short podcast episodes, but they are essentially mini coaching sessions. And like I said, they're not long. There's a link and a QR code in the workbook, so you can access it whichever way is most convenient on the whichever platform you're using or whichever piece of phone or laptop. I can't remember what these are called, products. Whatever you're looking at it on. And the coaching sessions just kind of guide you through the workbook. Like they are so good. I cried the day, that was a hard day. I cried the day that I had to record them, because even though most of them are like 6-7 minutes long, having to record 15 podcast episodes in a row. Oh my goodness. It was so awful. It was so long. And then I had to edit them because I edit everything for the podcast, which, you know, one episode, it takes me about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes to edit it and upload it to the platform that I send it out on and all the things like write the show notes, write the title. It takes me about 15, 20 minutes. Like, it really doesn't take me that long at all, which if you've read my show notes, they're not very deep. So it's not like I'm writing a novel. But doing 15 in a row, oh my goodness, it was a mighty beast, a mighty beast. But all of that to say, I have put a lot of time and effort and energy and time and effort and energy into the workbook. The workbook will probably go up in price at some point just because it should not be as low as it is right now. But I'm feeling very generous for the launch, and so I'm going to leave it at the price that it's at right now. But it is so good. Like, if you are just wanting to dip your toes in, that is definitely where I would start, because it is self-paced, so you can do it at your own speed. And it's just one of those things that just makes you feel so good. And you get to listen to some private podcast episodes that you can't access anywhere else. You can only access them if you purchase the workbook, and they're fantastic. Okay, the next product is the one-on-one clarity audit. If you're thinking, okay, I know I need clarity, but I need someone to walk me through this, this is for you. So this isn't going to be like a done for you. Here is like exactly what you need to do. This is like dun, dun, dun. This is the perfect right, like exact way to do it. That is not what it is at all. It's very personal. It's very customized. We do a whole pre-call audit, and then we'll get on the call for an hour and work through and try to find like your one thing and figure out how we can 10x your one thing so you can really focus and get super clear on what it is. And so it's basically just like a personal deep dive into like your goals, systems, and execution plan. And so far, the clarity calls have been phenomenal. Just a heads up, we get to work right away. Like, I want to make sure that you get every penny out of the call that you can. So there is not a ton of small talk. Like, we get straight to work. But they've been really, really good so far. I'm super proud of those. And then last but certainly not least, there's a couple other products too, but I'll announce those later because I don't want to overload y'all with all of the different offers. But the Accelerated Success Accelerator Coaching Program, which I'm going to have to rename because that is kind of a mouthful. I had created it, and of course, I had never said it out loud until last week. And then I'm on a coaching call and I was like, Elevated Success Accelerator. I was like, oh, that is rough. That is a big, long name. So I've been calling it the ESA coaching program. And so eventually I'll probably change that name, but for cohort one, that is what it's going to be called. That starts on, March 3rd. So, access to that will close on March 2nd. And then I'm not 100% sure when I will open up the second cohort. I want to make sure that I get this one going smoothly and get all the girls settled in their coaching program. And it is application only. I am going to put a link to the application in the show notes. I just want to make sure that I'm a right fit for you and that you are a right fit for the program, because the program is, once again, very custom, very specific, and I just want to make sure that if you are interested, it is what you are expecting. And so I just want to make sure everyone is on the same page that comes through. So that is why it is application only. And through this program, everything is being taken to the next level, and there are very specific systems. It's very specific on like execution and scaling and clarity. But the whole premise is the majority of it is mindset. Like the first 4 weeks, because I have talked to a lot of the girls that are already in the program, and they're like, we don't know, just systems just seem so complicated. Like, that's what makes us the most nervous. I'm like, I completely get it. But the cool thing is, you're not learning one system. Like, you're not learning this crazy difficult system that you have to remember. And you're not learning just about a platform. Like, of course, we're going to go over some platforms and different things like that. But the biggest portion of it, that's why weeks 1 through 4 are all about mindset and like identity shifts and going from, you know, thinking from a lack of time to thinking with an abundance of time. And oh, it's such a good program. I'm so excited. All of the program material we finally got done last week. That was a beast too. I've never made program material for a 90-day coaching program. It's a lot of work. Whoa. And of course, you know, I'll refine as I go, but I am extremely proud of what has already come out. And then, of course, in the future, I told y'all I've got big picture plans. And one of the big picture ideas is a retreat. I'm not sure where, I'm not sure when, and I'm not sure what the retreat is going to look like, but I don't know. It came to me like I like woke up one morning and I was like, I don't want to do a retreat. That actually sounds kind of fun. And so it is on my list to brainstorm for later. So just all the things that y'all can look forward to. But thank y'all for the support. I've had so many sweet messages, and I just hope that this company lives up to your expectation. And that you are excited to watch it grow and excited to learn along the way, because y'all know I'm going to be transparent with y'all about everything, all the good, the bad, the ugly. I am going to tell you how everything goes, and yeah, you'll get to laugh with me and at me as this journey progresses. But okay, I have a lot of goodies linked for y'all in the show notes, and make sure that you download that free Master Your Time mini book, because like I said, it's just super impactful, super short, and it'll just give you those really like really high level action tips to master your time. Okay. That's all I've got for you today. I promise the next episode is going to be a little bit more high energy, but your girl has given her all to launch a company and she's a little tired. So it is 4:19 right now, and I think I'm about to go get ready for bed. I really think I'm about to go get ready for bed. Okay, with that, I hope you have a wonderful, amazing rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I hope you found today's episode inspiring and full of actionable tips. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all the resources and links mentioned. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Follow us on social media for more updates and inspiration. Until next time, keep growing, glowing, and elevating your life. See you soon.